Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up. This program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're talking about an absolutely stunning property on Lido Key, 1475 John Ringling Parkway in Sarasota.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so this property is really special. We're looking at a four-bedroom, four-bathroom home sitting on about a quarter acre in the Lido Shores neighborhood. It's 3,936 square feet, built in 2000, and honestly, it's one of those rare addresses on John Ringling Parkway that doesn't come to market very often.
Oh, wow. So you're saying the location itself is what makes this so distinctive? Like, it's not just about the house, it's where the house is.
Exactly. John Ringling Parkway is basically the gateway between downtown Sarasota and all of Lido Key. You're minutes from St. Armand Circle, Lido Beach, and all the cultural stuff downtown, but you're also in a low-density residential neighborhood. That's really hard to find.
Right. So it's like you get the beach lifestyle without being completely isolated. And I'm curious, what about the actual property itself? What makes it work for buyers?
The scale is really good. You've got a flexible floor plan, the primary suite, guest quarters if you want it, room for a home office or media space. But here's the thing that really matters on Lido Key. You get a three-car garage. That's huge on the island. People have boats, collector cars, water gear. Covered parking is premium.
That's such a good point. I never thought about that. But yeah, on a beach community, that's actually a huge asset. So at $7.995 million, who's the buyer for something like this?
Someone who understands that on Lido Key, land, garage capacity, and address carry as much weight as square footage. This is for a buyer who wants to be in one of Sarasota's most sought-after neighborhoods, but also values the privacy and lot size of Lido Shores. It's boutique. Lido C is a smaller subdivision, not some massive master plan community. So you get character and location over amenities.
I love that. So for someone looking at the broader Sarasota luxury market, how does this compare? Like, what else should they be looking at?
Good question. If you're exploring waterfront in this price range, you definitely want to understand the full cost of owning waterfront property in Sarasota. Insurance, flood, milestone inspections, HOA dues, we've got resources on that. And if you're comparing different neighborhoods and price points above a million, our Sarasota Luxury Real Estate Guide breaks down positioning across the market. The key is knowing what you're really buying. Is it the address, the square footage, the view, the neighborhood character?
That's really smart. So for someone who wants to see this property or learn more, how do they get in touch with you?
They can reach out directly, 941-900-9995, or email me through the listing page. We've also got 46 photos and floor plans linked in the show notes, plus the full MLS details. And honestly, if someone's serious about Lido Key or that area, I'm happy to talk through what makes this address work and how it compares to other options in the neighborhood.
Perfect. Well, this was really helpful, David. Thanks so much for walking us through 1475 John Ringling Parkway. For everyone listening, check the show notes for the full listing link, the photo gallery, and all of David's contact information.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.